Well, here on Earth, of course, about 1% of the population suffer with a problem called schizophrenia. And people who have this illness have a range of symptoms, but they are often dominated by people having hallucinations, usually auditory hallucinations. They hear things and often voices, people saying things either to them or about them, which are usually disparaging. And it's extremely off-putting and destructive for these people's lives. There are a range of ways of treating this. They range from drug treatments to also some behavioural therapies. But there's been announced this week quite an interesting approach using computer technology. This is the work of Julian Luff, who's a researcher at University College London, and they've published a small trial of 16 patients who have used avatars to control their symptoms. So what the researchers did was to create a system where they invite the patient to come into the lab and they ask them to use a computer package to design a face representative, in their view, of the origin of the voice that's speaking to them in their head. They also ask them to use the computer software to come up with a voice for this avatar, which most closely resembles the voice they can hear in their head when they're experiencing their auditory hallucination. And then the therapist goes into another room and, using lip sync software, can speak in the voice of the person's avatar, with the avatar's mouth moving in a realistic way, to the patient. And what they start doing is the person reasons with the avatar about why it's annoying them, why it's upsetting them. And initially the therapist starts off being fairly confrontational, but over a series of 6 one-hour-long sessions, they actually make the voice become supportive and say positive, not nasty things. And in 3 of these 16 patients, the voices that they'd had in one case for 30 years went away completely and have not relapsed at 3-month follow-up, which is a dramatic outcome for a start. And the researchers think it might work because when people are having these voices, they're usually terrified and they're frightened of where the voices are coming from and what they might do to them, because the voices tend to make threats to them or to their family. And because they have created the avatar themselves, they know that it can't really be the voice. But because they can control and reason with the avatar, it teaches them the very strategy that they can then use on the voices they are having to suppress them.
So you're sort of psychologically hijacking this voice into another person who you have control of.
Julian Luff says they don't know exactly how this works and why they should get such a dramatic response, but that they think that because the people are too scared to develop these strategies when they've got the voices going on for real, they don't try these approaches to stop them. But when they gain confidence and become motivated through engaging with this avatar, which is slowly becoming more nurturing and supportive, it gives them the confidence to say, get out of my head. And actually, one person said after just 2 sessions, they walked out of the lab and these voices just went away. I mean, one of the patients they describe was being woken at 5 o'clock every morning by a woman who was holding business meetings in his head, having a discussion with all her subordinates. And he said he was able to finally turn around and say to this woman, I don't want to know about your company in my head at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's disturbing my sleep. So what they were saying is these people have no insight often into the fact these voices aren't real. But by giving them the tools to work with them, you don't have to convince them the voices aren't real. You just have to convince them of a way that will work to help them get rid of the problem.
And if the symptoms are the problem, if you can control them, that should make their lives far better.
Indeed. Well,